Good afternoon. Hazy sun is heating us up at the same pace as yesterday. So afternoon highs across interior New York and New England should once again be in the upper 80s and lower 90s today. It'll be humid again as well, and it will feel like it's in the lower to mid 90s across the region with the heat index. There's only a slim chance at a thunderstorm or two, mainly across the higher terrain, which would cool things down a bit, but most locations will remain dry throughout the day. Skies will remain mostly clear, and it'll be warm and muggy once again overnight tonight, with lows back down into the 60s to around 70. Pretty much the same story again tomorrow and Thursday, with that large ridge of high pressure in the lower and mid-levels of the atmosphere dominating through the middle and into the latter stages of the week. High temperatures could even be warmer across valley locations especially, with readings touching into the lower and middle 90s right on through the end of the week. There is an increasing chance at a few more scattered thunderstorms as a front begins to make an approach during the day on Friday. Still, most places will generally be dry through the afternoon. As that front continues to break down the ridge of high pressure, thunderstorm chances will get higher as we head into the upcoming weekend. The best chance for thunderstorms will be on Saturday, and depending on how things line up in the atmosphere, some of the storms could be on the stronger side, so we'll be on the lookout for that. Highs on Saturday will still, though, be in the upper 80s. Behind the front on Sunday, drier and cooler air will flow in with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s, and it looks like a nice day heading into the early part of next week on Monday. Mostly sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the heat wave over the east will expand into the plains by the middle of the week, and cool and wet weather will continue from western Texas into New Mexico, along with the potential for flash flooding. An anomalous upper-level low, which has been slowly tracking west across the southern plains, is forecast to continue to drift westward, reaching the southern portions of Arizona and New Mexico by Thursday morning. The upper low is forecast to weaken, but the disturbance will combine with deep moisture coming from the Gulf of Mexico to produce locally heavy rain with the possibility of flash flooding from West Texas into Arizona and New Mexico. The extensive clouds and rain will also keep temperatures well below seasonal averages. The other big weather story is the heat wave across the east. A large mid-level ridge centered over the Ohio Valley is responsible for the heat wave, and the ridge is forecast to expand westward through tomorrow. This will have the effect of increasing high temperatures past the 90-degree mark throughout much of the central and northern plains by tomorrow afternoon. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Silver Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid in the mid-90s. Boston, hazy, hot, and humid in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, hazy, sun, hot, and humid with highs right around 90 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1900. And the record low, 44, in 1946. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 14 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today. Just the outside risk of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear, muggy again tonight, lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the middle 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot, and humid today, highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear, warm, muggy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid again today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, Hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm and muggy tonight with lows right around 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot and humid again. An isolated thunderstorm possible, lower to mid-90s. Isolated thunderstorm on Thursday, otherwise hazy, hot and humid in the lower 90s. Mid-90s on Friday with the chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise more hazy sun and high humidity. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday, highs in the upper 80s, then drier and cooler air with much lower humidity for Sunday and Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs both days in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.